Hey there, friends. Welcome back to part two of my interview with Troy. Hope you found some really interesting content in the first chunk. Enjoy the second.
And I appreciate that. We all do very much. And you and I are both on Talk Life app. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you post on there that are incredible every day. And, you know, people just need to go to CaliPoppies.com and just take a look at a lot of the stuff that you've written and stuff. It's very inspiring. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much. It means a lot that you're on the other end. And I know that it's not just me thinking crazy, weird things, doing crazy, weird things, experiencing that alone. It feels really, really good. And I appreciate that.
You know, those are the internal struggles that we have, but then we all have to deal with those outward struggles. And, you know, I kind of want to go back a little bit when you left teaching and ask you about that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And looking at your writing, you know, you obviously loved it. You know, it was something that was major to you, but you seemed to leave it behind because it looked like you were disenfranchised with the whole fraud of it all.
Yeah.
Is that a true statement?
Yeah, so that is true. I did love being around kids. I felt that I could just be as vulnerable as I wanted in front of them, and there was no judgment. They're just children. They're also trying to experience that. And I felt like I was a good role model. But at the same time, the amount of hours were so demanding. Your summers are not really summers. You have so much required additional in-service days. You have tons of just additional regulations that make it so difficult for you to really want to do your job. And then there are things you're just not even allowed to do when you know it's in the best interest of your kids. And you're just setting them up for failure a lot of times. And I just could not be a part of that anymore. I couldn't do it.
It's amazing to hear you talk about it because, you know, it's not just in education that this fraud exists. I mean, it's in our politics, our corporations, agriculture, medical, pharmaceuticals, the list goes on and on. Literally every aspect of our lives that we deal with this. And I guess my question was, you know, how do you come to terms with all of it? I mean, there's so much outside negative influence coming at us.
I've stopped listening to a lot of stuff. I have not watched the news, and I don't even know how long. I'm not really involved too much in politics. I know what I need to know because I live here, but I don't really know the ins and outs. I'm really just focused on me living my life for myself, because no matter who is elected president, no matter who makes a decision for this city, it's not going to affect my life to the extreme of me getting myself out of my own shit. I am creating my own prison. I am creating my own success. It is up to me to fuel that for myself. And I know that there might be someone on the other end thinking that this is totally crazy, but I mean, you are the gatekeeper for the rest of your life. Like, you have to decide how you want to live it, regardless of what's going on around you.
Do you feel a responsibility at all, though, to, you know, not disengage and try to help?
That's why I also made the meetup group and this podcast, and continue to write and do my best to put my stuff out there in a way that's truthful and honest for people that are looking for this stuff, because people have been emotionally abused. People have been dealing with hardships throughout their life. They have no one that they can talk to, and they keep putting themselves so much lower in a hole, and they can't see a way out, which I've felt before. And I hate that feeling of no one can relate. It's just me. I'm stuck. I'm trapped. I'm worthless. I don't mean anything to anybody. It'd be easier if I wasn't here. Like, all of this negative stuff, I know that I'm fixing for myself. Therefore, I know that I can help support other people by just being honest and sharing my strategies that have worked for me in hopes of it helping other people. And I think people should really start taking ownership of their life a little bit more. No one is going to save you except yourself. You can listen to as many motivational things as you want and talk to as many positive people as you want, but it totally takes action and consistency to want to live a better life for you.
No, it's all well said. You know, I did much the same thing. I got rid of cable. I was so sick and tired of television and the media, and whether it was left or whether it was right, it was all greed.
It's also
everything
important
they did
about,
was all about greed.
Yeah, and I think it's also important, besides just media in general, I think that the people that you have in your life can either support you or drown you. And I've been around so many people that were drowning me and not pushing me in the direction of living a happier life. There's so much fear, and mostly a lot of fear-based living within that group of people. And a lot of them were family, a lot of them were close friends, and I had to get rid of a lot of that. So I think auditing the people in your circle and how they're influencing your life is really valuable.
Great. Hey, answer me this. Is it true that you did not try cannabis until you got to Cleveland?
That is, well, the very first time was in Houston with my cousins, but I didn't know what I was doing. Nothing really happened. Typical story for a lot of people. But then I really started using it when I moved up here because of my migraines. The weather fluctuated so much more here. It still does a lot more here than in Houston, where that was the only place I'd ever live. And my migraines were getting worse, and I loved it. And then it started, like, slowly turn into a, okay, only Fridays, and then, like, all the time. And then it's just become such a huge part of my life and put me in such a happy place. It's been a great ride with cannabis.
I love it because us Clevelanders, we know how to screw people up. We do. Here you came from Houston, like this innocent little girl. Hi, my name's Erica. And a few years later, we turned you into dude. Stop.
I mean, I think it's so great, though. I think that I've always needed something that put life in such a positive perspective all the time that could make me feel like even today is seriously the grayest, grossest day outside. But I know that I still feel so amazing about everything that's going on within me and everything that I'm working on and all the people that I really am connecting with and helping. So I think that it just what has widened my eyes to how I can live my life.
The truth of it is, you know, people do not need to be afraid to go out there and find help. Okay, with you, it was cannabis. I personally can't do cannabis. I can, but I just get paranoid, and it's not for me. But, you know, when I shared my journal with you, you obviously read that there was a big part of that journal in my journey this year that had to do with psilocybin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had gotten into I had watched a Joe Rogan podcast with a guy named Paul Stamets probably a year ago, and I was fascinated about fungi and mushrooms and all this stuff, and just really started doing a lot of research on it, more for, you know, health benefits of vitamin type things. But then that led into the psychedelics and all the research that was going on with psychedelics and macrodosing and microdosing, and I really kind of got into that, really doing a lot of research on it. You know, you read, and I'd be happy to share my journal with anybody that would like to have a copy of it. It's a short read. It's like 7,000 words, but it talks about my experience with a heroic dose, which was 5 grams, and I was somebody that never done psychedelics in my life. I smoked a little bit of weed here and there when I was a kid and stuff like that, but I was just never that kind of person. You know, I wasn't that druggy, and I use that term loosely. That's what it was or thought of years ago. It's just not that way anymore. But anyway, tried a heroic dose, did it with what they call a guide, somebody who understands it. You meet several times before and you talk about what you're trying to get out of the session. You have the session. There's integration after the session. There's a lot more that goes into it that anybody can read about. But that was one thing that really helped me a lot. And the microdosing. I just think it's great that you tried it. It works for you. It does something positive in your life, and you should be allowed to do it. You know.
I agree. I think everyone should be able to to really dictate how they choose to live their life. And I think that since you found something that opens your eyes to what's really inside you and how you really feel about things and how you can overcome them, I mean, look where you are now compared to before you even had any experience with that and how much your life has transitioned. And I see that with my experience with cannabis and trusting myself and feeling like I'm capable of anything I put my mind to because I'm a hard worker, I'm dedicated, and I know what I'm really good at. and it helps influence my life. So I think that you finding that for you is really amazing.
Well, it was a fantastic journey. And, you know, the truth of it is my journey over this past 8 months, you know, the whole psilocybin side of it was just a small part of it, but it was a part of it, you know, and I'm happy that I did it. Probably a long ass time before I ever do anything like that again. What did you think when you read that journal? Be honest.
Well, I wasn't scared of anything or horrified. I definitely was, I think I was a bit surprised that you would share something so personal like that with me. Like, we'd only kind of really met twice, maybe for a couple of seconds here and there, right? So I was just surprised more than anything. But I thought it was really inspiring to see how much depth you put into it. The flow of it was really interesting. I felt like I was following you in different parts of your life and how it all kind of came together. I was really intrigued. And I think that it's not something anybody else has ever said like that to me. People tell me things, and I'm usually surprised that they even tell me some of their personal things. But this one caught me off guard a little bit, but in a really good way. I think it opened my perspective to understand you a little bit more and your experience with that, because I don't know anybody else who's had an experience like that.
What was it that caught you off guard, really? Was it just that I was willing to be
so vulnerable,
honest, and to a stranger?
Yeah, like that vulnerable. I don't know. I think that it's been hard for me to really open up about a lot of stuff. Some people have said, you know, your podcasts are kind of teasers. You're not really telling everything. And I think that I've been telling, I think I've been telling myself, well, no one really wants to hear all the details, but like if I'm sharing stuff and someone asks, then, you know, I need to talk about it, or I just need to talk about it to get off my chest. I'm going to talk about it because somebody else will probably need to hear it. So I'm just really impressed with your vulnerability and being okay with just saying whatever and letting whatever come back at you. It takes a lot of courage to do that.
Yes, it does. But I guess what I'd like to ask you, you know, whether or not you've shared the rawness of your life with others is really not the point. Have you shared it with yourself? Have you really written that down and really thought about the rawness of your own life?
Actually, funny that you're saying that. Within the past couple of days, I have. I kind of had a little bit of a rough personal weekend where this is the first Thanksgiving I didn't really hear from my family. I've been having some ins and outs with them over the years, and it's not that I really need them to talk with me over Thanksgiving, but as I've gotten older, I thought things might change a little bit, but I just can't put my energy into my family, and that was starting to eat at me, and then I was feeling guilty, and then I was in a really low place all day Saturday. It was pretty bad, and I figured out a way to pull myself out. Jared helped pull me out. He does such a good job of putting life into perspective for me when I can't see any other way, and realized that this is all incredibly stupid. Like, none of this matters. I have a family right now. I have so much going on that I can really help support people, and I need to take this experience and figure out what I can learn from it for myself and use that as fuel to share back. So I've started a 31-day blogging journey of all December. Every single day I'm going to write something almost like a journal on my tallypoppies.com. So I wrote one yesterday, wrote one this morning, and it's just snippets of my rawness, I guess. And I know it will get better as the days go on.
Right. Well, that was the whole point for me. You know, life had gotten so bad and all the stupid shit that I went through in my life, I had to be willing to get very, very raw with myself and put pen to paper and give it a platform in order to really understand it and dissect it and live with it. Mm-hmm. And it really helped me when I did that. Now, sharing it, that's a personal preference. Mm-hmm. But to me, sharing it, the more I share it, the more people read it, the more it becomes just a story, mm-hmm. and the less it becomes, you know, the pain in my past.
Mm-hmm.
So I very much appreciate you taking the opportunity and reading it. It really meant a lot to me. So
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I was honored to read it. Very honored. Well, is there anything else you'd like to leave this community with? Any last thoughts? Any word of advice? they pump
just
you
love
up.
Yourself. You really got to love yourself. I cannot say that enough. Love yourself and make taking care of yourself physically and emotionally a huge part of that. You know, you've got spouses, you've got children, family, friends, whatever the case may be. You're not good to anybody if you're not taking care of yourself. So love yourself, take care of yourself physically and emotionally. You've got to spend some time to get to know yourself and find out what really makes you happy. And don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and try something different, like a 10-day, you know, for all the lonely souls meetup group. You know, it's fantastic. Come out and meet with us and talk to us. And I'm excited to do this with you and then go to that next meetup and hear people say, hey, I heard that podcast, and, you know, just open up the conversations. And I can't wait till you have other people on the podcast to do the same thing. But, you know, and I guess you do what you can to make a difference in the world. Just do something, no matter how small it is. You know, just keep that mindset of, you know, I can make a difference, you know, and it starts by knowing yourself and getting to know cool people like you.
Same goes to you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to share this with me and everybody else on the other end. Yeah, and if any of you guys want to get in touch with Troy, what is the best way for them to reach out to you or connect with you?
If you're on the Meetup app, you can hit me up on the Meetup app, or you can shoot me a quick email. That's TheAttSH@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. I'd love to share my journal with you and talk to you.
Awesome.
You know, I'm doing a lot of writing right now and writing several books, so I'm excited to get those completed next year and get those out. And, yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. If you're interested in sharing a little bit about your story, your life, current struggles, or just giving an alternative outlook, feel free to hit me up. I'm always looking for people to share their personal successes and struggles through this channel because your story matters. Feel free to hit me up. And if not, no worries. Thanks so much for listening. You guys are the best. Have an awesome rest of your day. See you guys soon.